The beginning. In all things there must be balance, beginnings and endings, light and dark, fire and shadows, the sky, the sea, the realms. The worlds are no different. Beings emerged from the chaos to create such a thing. Among those to emerge were six firsts. Phalene, goddess of wisdom and cleverness. Celeste, goddess of the sky and moon. Anala, goddess of day, fire, and the sun. Seraphina, goddess of the stars and dreams. Akaz, god of beginnings. And Arius, god of endings. Akaz and Arius emerged first. They became the most powerful of the gods, working together to maintain the balance. Beginning created, ending judged. The first gods created the lesser gods. They went to various parts of the stars, setting up their own kingdoms among the realms and maintaining balance. And from them, worlds grew and prospered. Some grew faster than others. Some were favored more than others. Some were lost, and some were forgotten. New beings were created and scattered among the realms. Other beings were created and kept close. But as more and more came into existence, tension bloomed among the gods. Power balances began to shift, and the gods began to create beings with mortals, demigods, whose descendants became their legacy. Fear took root that one of those bloodlines would become more powerful than the rest. So, an accord was struck. There would be no more demigods created, and the legacy across the realms were to be brought to one world. A realm created solely for them to grow and prosper and thrive. The legacy were gifted mortals in their world to do the mundane tasks required for survival. They were also gifted the technologies from the most advanced of the worlds. And they were gifted the Fae, beings created to balance out the power of the gods that ran in the veins of the legacy, power that was too great to let go unchecked. The magic flowing in the blood of the Fae fed the power of the legacy, forcing them to rely on the Fae. In exchange for being this source of power for the legacy, the Fae were given their own gifts, one of four elements. They were granted enhanced senses and an extended lifespan. All of these were given by the gods so that the Fae could watch over their legacy and keep their bloodlines safe. Then the gods left that world, agreeing to never interfere there again. Over time, chaos descended among the stars. Wars raged, and the balance tipped. Some worlds were ended, some were abandoned, some were reborn. But gods are fickle beings, and things meant to be forgotten never remain so. Part 1. Life must give. 1. Tessa.
Are you hiding in an alcove eating chocolate?
Tessa froze at the sound of the low voice, said chocolate halfway to her mouth. She thought she'd been hidden well enough. Obviously not. Damn it. She quickly turned, hiding the chocolate behind her back, which was stupid. He'd already seen it. She trailed off when her gaze landed on who had spoken to her. She could swear darkness swirled faintly in the dark emerald green eyes that were studying her, a slight frown on his full lips. His ebony hair was messy for the formal occasion they were about to attend, and a couple strands fell forward, brushing dark brows. His hands slid into the black pants that were clearly tailored to fit him perfectly, along with the black shirt and black vest that clung.